From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. After much anticipation, the Obama transition team released a report on contacts between the president-elect staff and Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The five-page memo says there was no improper contact between the two. Will that put the matter to rest, or will the Blagojevich cloud follow Obama to the White House? Vice President-elect Joe Biden says he'll be a different vice president. His approach, he says, will look nothing like Dick Cheney's. And Obama is still officially president-elect, but it seems like he's already president, doesn't it? Let's turn to our political pundits. Joining us now are Mary Frances Berry and Robert George. Nice to have both of you back with us again.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Let's start with this, the Blagojevich report. President-elect Obama's transition team releasing their report yesterday detailing staff contact with the Illinois governor. And as we said, their conclusion, no inappropriate contact after all. So, Robert George, why do I get the feeling that this isn't really the end of this?
Because, Tony, you've been visited by the ghost of scandals past, and you know that these things are never over until they're really over. This obviously was the self-generated, the Obama team's self-generated report on their contacts with Blagojevich. And so we basically have, in a sense, their word to accept it for what it is. And, you know, hopefully, because, you know, we're moving into a new administration and we don't want to have a scandal clouds hanging out. Hopefully everything there is accurate. And given that President-elect Obama spoke with Prosecutor Fitzgerald and so forth, basically as a witness in Blagojevich, we're assuming that there's nothing he said there that is in conflict with anything that's in that report, and that's the best that we can hope for. Yeah. However, if there is any kind of a conflict, you know, heaven help us, because we'll have this headache to linger with us for quite a while. Months to come.
Well, that's the question, Mary, isn't it? How credible the report is, given that it was compiled by Obama's own team and that it was released on one of the slowest news days of the year.
Well, I think that the press will probably give the Obama team a lot of slack as he's just coming into the administration. But as Robert says, anybody who's been around for a while knows that they put it out on Take Out the Trash Day, which is when they put it out on Friday, that every administration does that. And they did it when he's away, so he doesn't have to answer. They did it when Emmanuel is on his way to a trip to Africa with his family, so that they're all out of pocket, and they leave the vice president here, as usual. This always happens, to be the person to answer anything. And also, we get a result, which is not surprising. We didn't expect them to have a report saying that we did something improper.
Absolutely.
We've been nice for Christmas, you know. We haven't been naughty.
Yes, right. This all fits the usual script to whether it goes away or not. Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, is helpful because he said that no one in the administration is a target. Nobody on the White House team is a target. However, this thing is going to drag on simply because Blagojevich doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And so the investigations and the comments will continue. Also, I think that our friends on the Republican side, if history is any guide to what Democrats and Republicans do to each other, will continue to make an issue of it until every fact and every jot and every tittle
has been turned up.
All right. So,
you know, in just quick defense to the Republican side, I will say that there has actually been a number of Republicans who have been, in a sense, giving advice to the RNC and to others to basically hold their fire on it. John McCain has said that. My former boss, Newt Gingrich, has said that. I mean, I think everybody has been a little bit wiped out over all of the 24/7 corruption that's been going on over the last few years, and they want, and unless there's something obviously egregious that comes out, they want to try and give Obama the benefit of the doubt going into the new administration.
Well, he's definitely getting that.
Unfortunately, Robert, Newt Gingrich and John McCain don't tell some of the other folks in the Republican Party, especially some of those newer senators, including the one from my home state, Senator Coker, doesn't tell a lot of those people what to do, and some of the House members who are feistier.
But I don't think
that they will deliberately go out and try to make that number one on their agenda. They've got other fish to fry, including the stimulus and other things. But I do think that they will hold that as something that they can bring forward and look to be careful to see that nothing else emerges.
Let's move on to another topic. Let's talk about the vice presidents briefly here. This week, there was sort of the battle of the vice presidents on network television talk shows. The first, Joe Biden, appearing on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, talking about Dick Cheney in not such a pleasant way. Here is Biden.
I think we should restore the balance here. The role of the vice president of the United States, as I see it, is to give the president of the United States the best, sagest, most accurate, most insightful advice and recommendations he or she can make to a president.
Now, Dick Cheney came on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace to take a few digs at Joe Biden. Here's Cheney.
If he wants to diminish the office of vice president, that's obviously his call. I think that President-elect Obama will decide what he wants in a vice president. And apparently, from the way they're talking about it, he does not expect him to have as consequential a role as I've had during my time.
So do either of you, Mary or George, see Biden having as much power as Dick Cheney had?
Well, I don't think he'll have as much visible power. I don't know what'll happen behind the scenes, but it is true that vice presidents really don't have any power except to go up and preside over the Senate if they want to and to vote if there's a tie, so that they are whatever the president decides they will be. And George Bush decided that Cheney would be powerful. And so far, it seems that Biden has been a participant in the transition talks. He's supposed to run this middle-class task force, which vice presidents always run some task force or other about something or other. And whether it comes to anything, it depends on the vice president and what the issues are. And he also is around to take the heat when there are questions about something like this investigation and the like. But it does seem to me that whatever he does behind the scenes, Biden, I mean, giving advice, that because of the Cheney bad taste in most people's mouths, I don't think he'll be as visible in trying to take charge of anything.
What do you say, Robert?
I think that's basically true. Though we have to keep in mind that the vice president's office didn't, in a sense, just become this big, solitary power just overnight. There had been an increasing amount of presidents giving more, at least behind the scenes, authority to the vice president. You saw that with Mondale into Bush 1, particularly with Gore and the Gore Clinton relationship, and then of course Cheney took it to another level. I have a feeling that because of the way Obama has organized his cabinet, there will be a little bit of a pullback because, for example, Cheney involved himself in a lot of behind-the-scenes foreign policy and national security issues. When you've got a very, very powerful person with their own sense of political authority, like a Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, a Robert Gates in defense, they will, in a sense, play off of each other, and Biden would not, in a sense, be able, I think, to get his own fingers into that. But Biden, of course, has his own way of looking at the world and has his own way of speaking out, maybe not at the most inappropriate times, and so he will certainly have a certain amount of influence there, and hopefully to the good.
Let's end with this. Our time is short. Let's talk about Obama as president. It seems to me, and in my memory, I can't think of any president-elect who has been as presidential as Barack Obama. Can either of you think of anyone?
No, he has been involved in almost everything. I mean, every day there's either, except for now when he's on vacation during this period, there seems to be, there's a press conference or an announcement or a comment or a call for comment or the transition people talking about this and that and the other. And one could argue that it's because of the economic crisis that faces the country. But in fact, he has been out there almost eclipsing Bush, or you could say it was because of Bush's low poll numbers. But in a sense, it's sort of unprecedented.
It is certainly unprecedented, and it definitely has to do with the whole confluence of events that we're focusing on. focusing on. But I think also to give a little bit of credit to George W. Bush, that Obama could have the press conferences and things like that all he wanted, but if the sitting president didn't see how tough the times were to, in a sense, allow Obama to give Obama the stage, as it were, and to cooperate on a number of other levels, he could have made things a whole lot more difficult. But I think it's definitely a reflection of the times. And also, you know, President Bush has invited President-elect Obama, you know, to have dinner with the other living president as well. So
why not the dead ones?
What?
let me end. that's a good line for you. Let me end this with you, Mary, because our time is up, and I want to wish both of you a happy holiday. What did you think, really briefly, of that photograph of our president-elect bare-chested on the beach in Hawaii?
I thought he looked buff.
Did you?
And I thought he was quite attractive and buff and athletic looking and vibrant looking, and I certainly hope that whatever is going on inside his body is as good as what the look was of what's on the outside of his body.
Oh boy, that's why I had to ask you that question.
I can't add anything to that. I think he may need to work on his upper strength.
All right,
you know, the chest area needs a little bit more tone, I think. But otherwise,
we got to go, Robert. Otherwise, people are going to think that you are hating on the new president. Mary Frances Berry, professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania, and Robert George, associate editor, editorial page editor for the New York Post. Thank you both very much.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Bye.